This is Kath and Jay Hood. Follow on Instagram at Kath Jay Hood.
This is ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports.
Nick Foles sucks. He sucks.
I'm just a fan. I'm not a football evaluator.
I love the Green Bay Packers.
The guy is drunk, but there he goes.
This is not Detroit, man. This is the Super Bowl.
I want winners. He starts to come and then he pulls out.
This is a really thickly built guy.
I mean, what's the answer you're looking for on these things here?
Take a look at our college and pro picks for this weekend on Cap and Jay Hood on ESPN 1000. We're with you till 10. Then we'll crosstalk with Bleck and Abdallah at 10 o'clock. Carmen and Yurko, they will be at Moretti's on Olmsted Street in Chicago. So Moretti's in Chicago in Edison Park. Waddle and Sylvia from 2 to 6. Then it's Tyler and Meller from 6 to 8 into Freddie and Fitzsimmons from 8 to midnight right here on Chicago's home for sports, ESPN 1000. Time to take a look at our picks. Cap, you're in the lead, 40-42 on the season. Shea's 39-43. Charlie is 38-44. Me, picking up the rear, 36-46.
This is awful. Is truly awful for all of us.
You're all better than that, Hoodie.
Well, some of those picks weren't mine.
Cap, you're in the lead at 40-42. What are we doing?
I mean, it's tough,
this
man.
This is abysmal.
It's tough.
It's like the NFC West when it was like 10 years ago.
It's tough. But here's the thing. Let's make sure we get this edict in now. Cap, when you go on vacation, put your picks in.
I'm going to do my own picks.
That's all right. That was my mistake when I went to Texas and had Connor just pick blue or red for my picks. Awful.
He picked Michigan State just to suck up to me. That was one of the good ones, though.
That won't happen again. All right. Let's take a look at it. Again, once again, looking at these games. Once again, culturally biased. Not enough college for me, but go ahead. All right, Jay.
Well, there's only three top 25 matchups this weekend, so I made sure we got those three ranked matchups in. And this one I'm sure everybody cares about out of the American Athletic Conference tomorrow. Number 22, UCF in New Orleans. At number 19, Tulane, the Green Wave, a 1.5-point favorite. Fun stops here. The Golden Knights go in and win outright. UCF.
I think it's a slight win for Tulane. And actually, by the way, College Game Day should be in Tulane, and they're not. I don't know who'd show up, but they should be at College Game Day.
I believe it's in Austin. Go to Tulane. There's going to be five people there.
I'm going to say Tulane wins it. Charlie?
Yeah, I'm going to go with Tulane here. They've been an awesome story. They've been a really fun story. I'm going to ride that one. So,
I love it.
I mean, I don't know a lot about either of these teams.
That hasn't stopped you before.
So I'm going to take the home team and lay the points.
What about the coaching? I know you know all the coaches.
I have no idea who's coaching either.
Gus Malzahn coaches for UCF. Does that help you?
I love Gus Malzahn.
Yeah, I'll take Tulane.
I usually lean that way, too. I just think that's a good spot. Number 25, Washington and Michael Penix Jr.
Mm-hmm.
In Outzen Stadium taking on Bo Nix, home Bo Nix and the Oregon Ducks laying 13.5. I'm swallowing the points. Give me Oregon.
No kidding. I think Penix keeps it close, actually. Oregon wins the game outright. Charlie, for your Oregon Ducks, I know Oregon has been fun to watch for me. They'll win the game, but I could see Washington keeping it closer than 13.5.
Yeah, I don't want to ignore the fact that Shea called it Outzen Stadium.
I heard
it's Outzen Stadium. Outzen,
yeah,
Shea.
I don't know. I was exaggerating the AU for the Midwestern.
You know what?
But
you know what? Give Shea a break. He's from Detroit.
Oregon.
There's a certain accent there. Him, Jalen Rose, Judge Mathis. They all have the same type of tenor. So I forgive it.
It's the lack of an accent. That's the problem.
Exactly. It's very light. Do you notice that, Cap?
I do.
Cap's from Michigan? Yeah, I get it. So you're going what, Oregon?
Yeah, I'm taking Oregon here. Bo Nix has just been so much fun to watch. It's frankly been a revelation. Give me the Ducks here.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Washington. Michael Penix Jr. He can make plays with his feet. Washington's going to roll in, and I think the Washington Huskies actually keep this close.
All right, Shay.
Number 4 TCU. A touchdown dog in Austin at number 18, Texas. My Horned Frogs have done me so well this season. Good night, TCU. Give me Texas. I'm laying the points.
Mm. That's a tough game to bet. Not sure which way to go on that. I circle TCU. I don't feel good about it. I think TCU keeps it close. Texas wins the game. TCU keeps it close.
This is a big spread for a team that's ranked number four in the country. I frankly think that, I just think their luck's going to run out with TCU. I think Vegas knows something here. I'm taking Texas.
Yeah, I'm a Sark guy. I like Sark.
Mm-hmm.
He's come back from the depths of depravity to coach Texas very well. I'm going to lay in the 7. Sleep tight, TCU. Your championship dreams are over.
All right, that's the college slate. Let's get on to the Shield. Seahawks in Tampa Bay taking on the resurgent Buccaneers and a victorious Tom Brady. The Bucs laying 2.5. But Geno Smith is a freight train, man. Nothing stops that kid. Give me Pete Carroll and the Seahawks and that wristband.
I like the Bucks to win the game, and I like the Bucks to the 2.5. I do want to ask you, Shay, do you find something suspicious about that number? Would that be your number?
If you go, I got saw you 3? A dollar. Take it inside the field goal. I got you a dollar. They'll win by a field goal, no problem. It's that commercial hoodie when they put the dollar on the fishing rod.
Yeah.
Throw it out there. Hey, it's there for you. And then you take it away.
Yeah.
I like Seattle.
All right. Charlie?
Yeah, our guy, the Fat Jack, said yesterday that this is the spot where you got to take Tampa Bay. I'm just going to rely on him for this one. Give me the Bucs.
Yeah, I think the Bucs actually win this one fairly comfortably. I think Snorling will be curled up in the fetal position when this one's down the stretch.
Mm-hmm.
Bucs win it by a touchdown at least.
All right, Vikings in Buffalo taking on the Bills. Who knows what's going on with Josh Allen's
elbow? Sounds like he's not going to play.
I know, it's a little worrisome. Am I still taking the Bills? I am. Bills minus 3.5.
And the backup for the Bills is?
That would be Case Keenum, former Viking quarterback.
Revenge game.
Give me the Vikings. I'll take that all the way. Vikings are going to outright win the game, especially if Josh Allen does not play. Can he win with his legs? Yes, but he needs his arm to throw. I could see with the Bills being 6-2, does he need to play this game? Doesn't. He doesn't.
He's not playing.
Vikings will win the game outright.
What?
Yep. Charlie?
Yeah, I'm with Hoodie here. The Bills are just so banged up in positions that are really important for them, especially quarterback. I'm taking the Vikings here. I think this is going to be a big day from Justin Jefferson and their ground game.
Yeah, I think the Bills flex their muscles, and just like Steve Fuller did with the 85 Bears, Bills win this one comfortably. They dispatch the Vikings and send them tail between their legs back to Minneapolis. Kirk Cousins will not only not be shirtless on the plane, they'll be in a freaking parka after spending all that time on the ground at Orchard Park.
Did you say Steve Fuller? I think you need to leave. Steve Fuller, ball number 4. I'm just telling you. I think it's time for you to go.
Shay.
Cleveland being some snowbirds. They'll be on the road in Miami this weekend to take on the Dolphins. 83 and sunny on Sunday. I'll take Miami, making you sit in the sun.
I like Miami. I think after what we saw last week, I think they have a nice rhythm offensively. Right? I believe so. At the Browns? There's no shot at the Browns. I just think the Dolphins are at least a touchdown, 6 points better than the Browns.
Yeah, the Dolphins' offense is just so unbelievably explosive. I think this might actually be a really big day for Jeff Wilson Jr. on the ground. Give me the Dolphins.
Give me the Browns. They may win the game outright. They're going to cover the 3.5. Nick Chubb will be churning up yards with his legs.
So you don't like the Dolphins' defense based on what you saw last week, right?
Their defense is okay.
Yep.
Yeah. I'm going Browns.
Shay.
Saints, a 1.5-point road favorite in Pittsburgh. This is a spot where, look, the Saints are no good. Andy Dalton's no good. The defense has been no good. And Tomlin, as a home underdog, is great. I'll take the Steelers.
I like the Steelers as well. Is Mitch playing?
No.
Come on, man. This is a Mitch game right here. 300 yards. Bam! Touchdown.
Not that.
Running around the... It's going to be Pickett, right?
Yeah.
I'll swallow hard. I like the Steelers.
Charlie.
Yeah, I just can't believe the Saints would be favored on the road. Give me the Steelers. I love Tomlin as a home dog.
Steelers are about as bad as Tracy Butler's forecast for the weekend. Give me the Saints to win this one by 10.
Andy Dalton, huh?
Yep.
Running the football with Kamara?
Yep.
Okay. A couple of touchdowns for Olave, maybe?
Maybe.
Okay. All right, Shay.
All right, Chargers getting a touchdown, 7 full points at San Francisco. I can't get behind the idea that the Niners are 7 full points better than the Chargers. I'll take the Chargers to cover.
I also like the Chargers in this one. Would not surprise me if the Chargers won the game, quite frankly. Charlie?
I think the Chargers are such a mess right now. I'm going to go with San Francisco here.
I'm going to look at the quarterback matchup. Jimmy's played well. Justin Herbert's much better. Give me the Chargers in 7.
Shay.
Cowboys laying 4.5 on the road in Lambeau, taking on the Green Bay Packers, who are off a weird loss to Detroit. Shouldn't this line be much more than 4.5? Doesn't it feel like the Cowboys should maybe be favored by a touchdown? Sums up here. I'm taking the Packers.
Boudreaux?
The Packers win the game against Dallas. They win the game.
That'd be amazing.
They win the game. And I know that ESPN will be blown up if the Cowboys lose.
Aaron's back.
Yeah.
Wasn't gone anywhere.
The Packers win the game. And so I'll take the Packers.
Yeah. Bev? Yeah, this is tough. I'm kind of with Shay where Vegas seems to know something here, but you know what? Give me the Cowboys. I think they're rolling right now, and the Packers, again, are doing the opposite.
You know what? But Shay's got it right. If it cap your line for this one, it's 4.5 here in Vegas. Wouldn't it be 6?
It would be like 6. 5.5, 6.
Okay.
Give me the Packers.
Boy, if they lose.
It'll be great, man.
6 in a row.
That'll be a Bears amazing. Victory Monday if the Packers lose.
Well, it might be anyway, because the final game on our slate, the lowly Detroit Lions, they're taking on the Bears in Soldier Field. Lions in their last 38 possessions, 5 touchdowns. Lions in the second half over their last 4 games outscored 57-7. You can forget about fighting for Dan Campbell. They ain't fighting for anybody. Give me the Bears.
Bears. Charlie?
Bears, dude.
Game concerns me greatly.
You don't like the line?
Outstanding offensive line for Detroit. Ability to run the football with Williams and a banged up, but he's playing DeAndre Swift. Amon-Ra St. Brown will be the best receiver on the field. Give me the Lions and the points.
Think the Lions will win the game?
They could. I'm not saying they will. I think the Bears squeak it out. Late field goal, might get a push.
Like the under? 48.5?
Probably not. I will probably not bet this game other than like a same game.
No, I'm just two friends talking. Do you think that they will be over 48.5? Do you think it'll be that kind of shootout offensively like we saw last week?
I'm going to say no, but if I had to.
Oh. Governor?
Yeah. If I had to, I would play the over, but I am not going to.
Mm-hmm.
So right now, I'd have to say probably get a push, and the Bears win on a late Cairo Santos field goal. But I think the Lions are a live dog.
Farmer.
Yeah.
I can see it.
Yeah.
All right, that's our picks right here on Chicago's All for Sports. Coming up next.
Right now, I'd have to say no.
Now, Courtney Cronin, we can't say no to. That's coming up next as we find out the latest on the Bears on Chicago's Home for Sports.